You've probably heard of the Dropkick Murphys, the Celtic punk rock band that fills arenas across the country and has a religious following here in Boston with hit songs like Tessie. As one reviewer says, great music, especially if you're drunk. But if you listen closely, you know the Dropkick Murphys have long had another message for addicts. That's the Dropkick Murphys' new cover of Rodgers and Hammerstein's classic You'll Never Walk Alone from Carousel. It's the centerpiece of the Dropkick Murphys' new CD, 11 Short Stories of Pain and Glory. And founding member, bassist, vocalist, songwriter, and all-around great guy Ken Casey joins us in the studio with
me. What an intro. Thank you.
Welcome. Look, who has not wept to this song sung in Carousel by a matriarchal woman to the young Julie Jordan after Billy Bigelow commits suicide after a failed robbery?
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark.
I actually, I'm not so much the musical kind of guy, but the Jerry and the Pacemakers version was like the version that I always heard. And just even that version, just like there's so much sadness, there's so much hope, you know, it just kind of like brings you down, then brings you up. And, you know, the song is just amazing.
At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky. And the sweet silver song of love.
The song for you had a message of what, and the album has a message of what?
Well, the band was very kind of embroiled in the opiate crisis, and that's just taking a ridiculous amount of people away. And the Jerry and the Pacemakers version of You'll Never Walk Alone came on in my car as I was leaving one of about, I don't know, 40 wakes I've been to in the last year and a half.
Some
of them,
overdoses.
Yeah, some of them family, some of them close friends, some of them, you know, fans of the band, some of them kids that we work with the Clatter Fund.
Let's stop there for a second, the Clatter Fund. After the Clatter Ring, the loyalty.
Yeah, friendship, love, and loyalty.
Yep. This is your fund in which people may not know. The band contributes to treatments, contributes to scholarships for kids who have overcome addiction. Tell us more about the Clatter Fund.
Yeah, we started in 2009. You know, we raise money for children's charities, veterans, and then substance abuse. There's, you know, Sober High School, and we give scholarships to kids going on to college, graduating from the Sober High School, and just, you know, try to kind of mentor them and sometimes have them, you know, come to the shows and just try to show them that there's more to life than drugs, you know.
So this whole album, it's almost like a concept album about the opioid epidemic. There's songs, for instance, like Rebels with a Cause. Let's listen. This seems to be reaching out to those kids that others have written off.
I mean, yeah, many instances they'll say like the harm reduction model, like let's just try to make this kid not end up in jail, let's put him on Suboxone or some other kind of thing and kind of give up on kids, and just they end up being institutionalized. And you know, I just think that we can do better than that.
But Ken, you've long had this message. I'm thinking of Barroom Hero. This is an old Dropkick Murphy song. Face down in the gutter, won't admit defeat, though his clothes are soiled in black. So you've had this message before, but you're also seen as the number one barroom drinking song band.
Yeah, I think that's might be the nature of Irish music. Sometimes, no matter what the message, people sing it with that kind of, you know. Myself, I've been in long-term recovery for over 25 years. That song is written about so many people in my life that were throwing their life away to alcohol, but I don't preach it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I I feel like sometimes when you kind of take things past the lyrics, kind of turns people off. This, however, with the opioid crisis, it's like when I'm at one wake after another, when I'm burying either my friend's kids or my friends, this should be front page news every day.
Pick another song. Where else might we see this? Somewhere in the lyrics, maybe not in your face.
Yeah, but Paying My Way would definitely be that song. And basically, paying your dues, you know, one foot in front of the other, because sometimes when you're down in the rabbit hole so far and you're saying, like, how can I ever turn my life around? I've got problems compounding upon problems, and sometimes you just got to do that next right thing and do one small thing, and you can't turn it around overnight.
Some days are hard, some days are long, some days I'm weak, some days I'm strong. I'm paying my way, I'm paying my way.
You might make fun of, you might point out flaws, but it's always in a very loving way. And there's fun on this CD, too, along with all the pain. There's a lot of fun, and I'm thinking of the First Class Loser. Let's just listen to a little of that.
Have you ever had family or a friend that drove you crazy? A foe or a neighbor who's obnoxious, rude, or lazy? The type of guy you'd cross six lanes of traffic to avoid.
A lot of my friends will be saying, when's the new album coming out? When's the new album coming out? And I'll say, well, it comes out next week. Oh, check out track 5. I wrote it about you. And they're like, really? Oh, thanks. And now people are starting to call me, you son of a...
But it's with affection. Well, as we said, the most serious message is about this damn opioid epidemic, if I may. But there's also a song that, man, I wondered how long you thought about writing this one. 4/15/13, of course, the day of the Boston Marathon bombing.
We stood in your footprints till the rain washed them away. The memories never fade. Will I still always stay? We stand here together. We bow our heads and pray for those gone but not forgotten. We remember you each day. Oh, we lost our innocence today.
The song, musically, like, we didn't want it to be too much of a downtrodden ballad. We didn't want it to be some raging anthem, obviously. We don't do much in the middle. We're kind of either like a ballad or raging. So I dare I say it might be slightly new ground for us, you know. And I think I'm maybe most proud of how that song came out than anything else on the record.
Well, but back to the song that is the centerpiece, You'll Never Walk Alone. You were saying you just got asked to sing it awake?
Yeah, well, no, at a funeral. You know, great friend of the band and mine, going way, way back, had just passed away way too young. And
again, opioids.
Yeah, and got to sing at his funeral.
What did you sing?
The Fields of Athenry, which was requested by Michael's mom, and you know, it was an honor to do that in the church. But I hope I never have to sing at another funeral again.
For those who don't know it, do you mind two lines now?
A cappella? You want me to a cappella it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm going to try this.
Breathe, yeah.
But low-lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. I've never sung a cappella, and I'll never do it again. But you know what? For Michael, I'll do anything. Rest in peace, my friend.
When you walk through a storm, hold your hand.
Ken Casey of the Dropkick Murphys will get that whole a cappella song at hearandnow.org.